for many, many reasons. These are tough, tough times in Irish farming. The weather is heartbreaking and no one seems to know when this rain will ever stop. And now, Storm Kathleen, if you can tell us how you're getting on weather-wise this morning, do text us 51551 or email countrywide@rte.ie. And yes, the past few years have been challenging, even on dairy farms. Mervyn and Dorothy Fairbrother farm in West Wicklow, and over the past 30 years, they've built a very fine herd of dairy cows. But the enterprise isn't adding up for them. Despite all their effort and hard graft, they're not making the kind of living they need. Now, with their family reared, they are taking the decision to sell the house, the farm and their beloved herd. I met them in Carnew Mart on Wednesday morning.
So we're here now about 11 o'clock and the customers, prospective buyers are all here having a nose around,
yeah.
And just looking at the catalogues, looking at the stock. I don't know how I'm feeling, to be honest. I'm not feeling sad. Just hoping that they'll go to a nice home, because they're quiet and they're pets and, you know, it's a family thing.
I see that because two of your children are cleaning down your cows there.
Yeah.
Your husband has just taken a stroll. Is he finding it all emotional?
I'd imagine so. Reality now.
Yeah.
We've talked about this for a long time. And today is the first day of the reality of it, of our new plan. We're not quite sure what our new plan is yet, but this is the start of it. It's just the way farming has gone in the last couple of years. We're not getting a living out of it. We work 7 days a week. And now it's just time to take stock. We're young enough to do it. It's been a huge decision. Probably bigger than I actually realise at the moment.
Right at this moment.
Right at this
Explain
moment.
That.
I'll have nothing to do tomorrow. I'll have no income tomorrow. Yeah, this is our income. We won't be working to earn our wages tomorrow.
Don't tell me you're regretting it, though.
No. There's no regrets. There is no regrets. No regrets whatsoever. It's the right decision for us now. We've done 30 years of this and we're just wore out.
Tell me a little bit about where you farmed and the land that you farmed on.
We farm in a lovely part of the country in Rathdangan, near the Glen of Imal. We're looking up at Lough Nacuilla every day. And it's a lovely part of the country. And we've great neighbours and we all help one another. I took over in 1994 from my dad. He took the early farm retirement scheme. Mervyn and I have been working together on it ever since. The kids help out when they're home from college or home from school, when they were going to school. And my mother and father helped out when they were able to. Yeah, it was a good life. It was a great life.
The farm was your parents' farm.
Yeah.
And your own children have forged their own different paths, so it's not for them.
Yeah.
How do you feel, or the wider family feel, about the fact that you're going to sell the farm?
Well, my dad bought it in 1958, and bits and bobs along the line. And he was actually going to sell it in 1991 or two, probably for the same reasons that we're doing it today. But I had said that I had an interest, showed an interest in farming, and I had an interest in farming. As I say, he took the retirement scheme, and then we worked from then until now. So,
did they live in the farm with you then?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, they lived.
So you would have cared for them
through the years? I was their carer for a number of years.
Okay, so am I getting a sense that this is your time?
Yes.
You know, you've worked on the farm, you've brought up three kids. You cared for your parents as they grew older. This is your time, is it,
yes.
Dorothy?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah, it's our
Explain
time.
That to me a little
it's
bit.
It's our time. It's time for us to just to be able to get out and live life a little bit. There's always something to be done. And the cows always have to be milked.
Yeah.
And we don't always have help. Mervyn hasn't been away the whole of last year, so.
Mervyn is there. It's overwhelming for him. It's hard for you to see that too.
Yeah, yeah. It is. Because this is what we've worked towards. Well, not selling is not what we work towards, but just having this quality of the stock is what we've worked towards over the last number of years. But we couldn't. For Mervyn, I think it's only actually hitting him now, the reality of the whole thing. Like, I'm great at crying, so I'll have a cry in the milking parlour when nobody sees me. Or I'll have a cry in the car. Or I'm talking to somebody and I'll have a cry. But men don't let it out. And he doesn't say an awful lot anyway, at the best of times. So he wouldn't express the way he's feeling about it.
Did you feel if we don't do it now, in our 50s, we'll never do it?
Yes.
I mean, you've grown up on a farm, you've chosen to farm. It's in your DNA. How difficult is it going to be?
I've no idea yet. I'm under no illusion that it's not going to be difficult. I think we're just both so tired at the moment that we're nearly at burnout. Brendan, the day we decided to do this, I gained about 2 inches. Because the whole thing was just wearing me down. Absolutely wearing me down. And I would say that last September, August, September time, I said I was a crier. I did a lot of crying. Okay. Because it was just all getting too much.
Yeah.
Really getting too much. I would say in January and February, or half of February anyway, I checked out for a while because I just couldn't handle it. But once we had made that decision that we were going to sell and change career paths, whatever that may be, I've been a much happier person. And the children, they've all worked hard. They would be interested to a point, but it's not sustainable for them. You know, we can't all get a living out of it. We've made that choice and we'll do what we can for them to prosper.
Dorothy, just looking at your fine herd here, a lot of time and care. What are you going to miss, do you think?
What I'll actually miss, Brenda, as I said, the cows are quiet. So you're walking down the yard and you meet a cow and she's there and she'll let you scratch her and rub her head and that sort of thing. That's what I'm going to miss. Yeah. They're pets.
Okay, so we're 11:30. In an hour's time, the mart will be on.
Yeah.
On a countdown.
Yes.
That's all. Thank you very much for the first thing you've been doing.
We had the full clearance sale of the complete herd for Mervyn and Dorothy Fairbrother. They're a long-established, mostly AI-bred herd. Some use the stock bulls, but vast majority AI-bred.
The auctioneer today is David Quinn from Carnew Mart. David, how unusual is a sale like this where all the stock is going, all the silage? What are you seeing?
Well, Brenda, I suppose, go back 3 or 4 years ago, it's quite unusual. You might have maybe 2 or 3 every season. But certainly in the last 12 months, we've seen a huge increase in numbers of entire dispersals. And I suppose from September of last year up to now, we probably have handled 10 or 12. So there's a big change around. I think last year was a very difficult farming year with poor weather and poor prices. And I think a lot of people have got to the stage where they decided, look, they're going to make a change. Maybe in some cases they're renting land. In the case today, the family have decided to go for a complete change of scenery. They're going to sell the farm, which we hope to bring to the market in May, and they'll be moving to fresh pastures. So it is quite unusual, but as I said, it's becoming more common, and probably with the fact that there's less successors on farms, it will become more common as we head into the next number of years.
So, David, who's buying? Where do you think this herd is going to ultimately end up?
Well, we had buyers from a number of counties today. The vast majority of buyers would probably be from the southeast, from Wicklow, Wexford, Carlow and Kilkenny. But there were buyers from Meath, and there was a couple of Northern Ireland buyers as well. So there will be quite a spread. But I would say probably 75% of the herd will stay in the Wicklow, Wexford, Carlow area, with maybe 25% being dispersed throughout the country. The other side of that, there's not a flood of it, because if there was, the market would be affected. There are still plenty of buyers. The sellers today are on one side of the ring, but the other side of the ring was full of buyers and still plenty of people to buy good quality stock.
Okay, we'll work hard, make sure and get them a load of money.
That's right, we'll do the best we can. Okay, we'll hope for a good sale.
Just popping into the seller's box here. It's on, Dorothy. There it is now.
Yep, Brenda has... First few cows have just gone through the ring.
Yeah.
So it's a relief that we're
Are you nervous for the sale as it's ongoing?
No, I'm not. I'm very contented. I have to say I'm very contented.
Right, that concludes our sale. That's it then. Again, I'd wish everyone the very best with their stock and thank you all very much.
And now just outside Carnew Mart, after about, what, 3.5 hours of a sale, yep. Mervyn and Dorothy join me. That's it. Everything's sold. Even the silage, Mervyn.
Yes.
What are you thinking?
Very happy. Very
are you happy with the prices?
Very, very, very happy with prices. Extremely happy. I hope the stock does as well for the buyers as did for us. I wish them all the best luck with it.
What do you do tomorrow morning? Have you thought about
Sleep.
That?
Get a good lie in. Get a good lie in.
No alarm clock set yeah. tonight.
Are you surprised that it's come to this?
Well, if you asked me a year ago, I wouldn't have said we would have done. We'd be where we are now. Mm. But I'm very happy where we are.
Yeah.
Very happy. I look forward to the future.
So when you think about your future together now, this is the first real step. Does it feel like that?
Not yet. Probably in a couple of days' time.
Yeah.
When we get to mull everything over and just sit back and relax and think about it, and then it'll be reality then.
Ah, that was is Mervyn Fairbrother having the last word with me at Carnew Mart, where it's fair to say they were absolutely mobbed by well-wishers. And I'm pretty sure they aren't listening to us this morning, because in their house, they're not setting alarm clocks anymore. But look, if you're out and about and you see Mervyn and Dorothy over the weekend, you might pass on our good wishes to them both and every happiness in the next chapter of their lives together. And thanks so much for letting us in on Countrywide, and something that is kind of very personal and private to them.